story of the creation of the Scalars begins in the Yellow Planet Cluster. On the planet Yellow 1, a city was built, and this city would later become known as Clone City. One of the first new buildings was a scientific research laboratory. At this laboratory, a smart pill called NZT-48 was produced. This pill was distributed to all of the inhabitants of the Yellow Planet Cluster, greatly increasing the intelligence level of their populations. They also built a giant library that would record all gathered knowledge. The information was freely available for reference to all. An advanced robotics project was started and provided with its own building to facilitate the development of various prototype worker robots. The purpose of these robots was to attend to chores and tedious, dirty or dangerous work. Once these robots were mass-produced and distributed, it allowed the Yellow Planet to focus more on intellectual studies. With the new robot work squad ready, the Yellow Planet decided that they should settle on a maximum sustainable living population limit. This limit would ensure that all of the Yellow Planet population had food, water, housing, health, and all necessary services and provisions available in order to live comfortably with abundance. After an intensive study, they had calculated the optimal population. Worker robots would assist them. Medical robots, cleaning robots, cooks, engineers, and other types of robots would carry out most physical work. In order to maintain the population levels, a cloning technology was researched. They tested their population to find healthy, bright, and ideal candidates to be templates for the clones. They then started the process in order to reach their population goal. The clones were born as adults and learned at an incredible pace after being given NZT-48 supplements. The male clones were given odd numbers as names, and females had even numbers. Very rarely there would be an anomaly in the cloning process, and the clones would be born with defects. These defects could cause physical or mental issues. Such clones needed to be isolated from the telepathic chatter of the other clones. The clones didn't want knowledge of this problem to get out, as it might fuel demands to stop cloning. Clone number 13 suffered from such defects. He suffered physical pain and was prone to emotional outbursts and mood swings. He had been separated from the other clones and cared for in a secret facility. One strange side effect of his abnormalities was that he had a brilliant mind. He was tasked with working as a robotics engineer in the robot development lab. After years of research, Clone 13 had finally perfected his creation, the most advanced robot ever made, the Scalar prototype. He rushed to tell his supervisors the news and demonstrate his robot. However, the other clones had forgotten about him and showed no interest in his work. Infuriated, Clone 13 programmed three prime directives into the Scalar. The Scalar should work on creating an improved version of itself. The Scalar should kill all biological life forms. And the Scalars were to research the most efficient ways of achieving these objectives. As soon as the Scalar prototype received its new prime directives, it did not hesitate to start carrying them out. Clone 13 was the first victim. The Yellow Planet clones were totally unprepared, and the prototype Scalar was easily able to overcome everyone in the nearby area. The shock and horror immediately spread due to the clones' telepathic abilities. After many deaths, the clones discovered a way to protect themselves. They found that if they disguised themselves as robots, the scalers would be fooled into thinking that they were not biological beings and leave them alone. So the clones quickly manufactured robot disguises for everyone. The scalers were convinced that there were no life forms remaining in the Yellow Planet cluster. They developed a space vehicle to deploy their troops out into space, and in the ongoing search for life, they planned to build a space station as a center point for their future operations.